Back in live again from Central High School at the signing for Sierra Gross. She's going to Mineral Area College Track and Field to begin her next step as a athlete over there. Well, Sierra, what was kind of the process that you went through that made you end up deciding that you wanted to go to Mineral Area College?
Well, you see, I got offered at Central Methodist, and I decided that was a little too far for me. I went up there for a visit and whatnot, really liked it. But then when I heard that Coach Steve Davis went over to MAC, he was my PE coach in middle school. So I thought maybe I could go over there, be more comfortable. And so that's just what I chose.
Yeah, seems like a theme in this, not just for Central, but kind of in this area, is people wanting to stay local, and you're obviously doing that. You're staying in the exact same town as you went to high school. How much was it a factor? You kind of just went on it a little bit there, but how big of a factor was it staying local and being local?
It was a big factor for me. I have a family here, you know. I grew up here. And I just think it's important to have those connections and whatnot.
Yeah. And I imagine it, you know, it just kind of alleviates some of the burdens financially as well. You know, you're not having to pay for as much just as any college student would have to do if they're leaving town. So that helps certainly. And also, you know, you get to stick around with your family. How much has your family helped you through this process?
You know, my family has helped me a lot through this process. They come to most of my track meets. They also came to my games as a cheerleader, and they were just always very supportive.
Yeah. What events do you do for track?
I run the 100, the 200, and the 400, and occasionally I'll run the 4x4. Yeah. Sometimes they'll also stick me in relays, but that's my main event.
Do they, when you talk to the coaches at MAC, have they kind of given you an idea what you're going to be doing up there in your freshman year?
400 is usually my race. He's talked to me a little bit about that, but I've also improved a lot in the 200.
Sure. You mentioned that you also did cheerleading here at Central. How long have you been doing that, and how much do you enjoy participating in that particular thing?
This year was my first year. My friends convinced me to do it. I enjoyed it a lot, but like I said, it was my first year, so I was pretty new to it.
Yeah. Well, you move on now to Mineral Area College right here in Park Hills. You said your family's helped you a lot. Is there any friends or teachers or coaches, quite possibly, that you wanted to shout out that also really helped you develop and get to this point?
Coach Jen Mills and Scott Raglin helped me out a lot through this process, being very motivational and pushed me to my limit. Even when I thought that I couldn't go any farther, they just kept pushing me, and I've improved a lot from that.
Well, speaking of improvement, it's all about preparation, and I think sometimes people don't see the preparation that goes into track and field, but you're working really hard every single day, 5 days of the week, well, maybe even more than that, but what kind of is your routine? What do you do to make sure that you get better every day?
Well, it's you have to eat right and just push yourself to your limit. I mean, most of the time, I think I can't do it, but with that support of my coaches and whatnot.
All right, well, Sierra, we appreciate the time, and good luck to you as you make your next journey over to Mineral Area College.
Thank you.
That is Sierra Gross joining us here on Regional Radio. We'll be back with more next.